So in early 2015, I was hard at work putting together my first production, my first creation for Fluid Movement, which was a production called Goldblum, the Water Ballet. Thank you. Good night. The plot synopsis of Goldblum is that Jeff Goldblum, having an existential crisis, in the midst of an existential crisis, gets magically transported into a spiritual journey through his entire film history in the form of water ballet. So it was a heavy lift. Not only because it was one of the more out there things that had ever been proposed to date for a Fluid Movement, but also, I know that's saying a lot, but also it was a fictional, you know, story that was written, but about a very real, very famous man, with a whole lot of films, that many of which were huge films from huge studios and production companies. So I lived in a constant fear in like around January, February. All I could think was, oh, cease and desist, cease and desist. The letter's going to come any day, cease and desist. So what a normal person would do, you know, call his agent or manager, studio, get an entertainment lawyer to look at the script and make sure it fell within satire guidelines. Yeah, no, none of that. So what myself and my co-creators did instead was, in our extensive online research of Jeff Goldblum, we learned that he played with a jazz band called the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra, and that they periodically played at this tiny little club in Echo Park, Los Angeles, called the Rockwell. And it's probably like half the size of this room. So teeny tiny little club. And you heard all these anecdotes about people getting to go there and meet Jeff Goldblum and take pictures with Jeff Goldblum. So we thought, that's a plan. We'll go, or I'll go. I'll fly out there and show him, you know, a poster and tell him about the water ballet, and everything will be great. So that was the plan. So my tax return comes so I can afford the plane ticket. So we go, all right, now let's look. So we look at the Rockwell schedule, and the only date, so there's no performances, and then March 25th, and then nothing for the remainder of the summer. So it was like, okay, well, March 25th. That's the day. And I looked at my work schedule, and I could take off literally the 2 days surrounding that. So it's like, okay, I will fly to LA, and I'll be there for a day, and I'll fly back, and this is all going to work out. And so my Fluid Movement friends, Amber and Josh, who had just moved to Echo Park, got in on the shenanigans, and they said they would host me. So we bought our tickets at the Rockwell. I bought my plane ticket, and here I go. So flew out, and then March 25th, you know, got my little posters printed up so I would have a thing to show him that, you know, all my hard work. And we go, and here's the show, and it is this little tiny club, and we get our seats and are sitting. And lo and behold, just like had been told to me on the internet, back in the back room, here comes Jeff Goldblum himself walking in and greeting all the tables of people. And we're like a ways away, but the second I saw him, the very first thing that kicked into my head, this is really rude and I can't do this. So I turned to Amber and Josh and said, you know what, this is really rude and I can't do this. It turns out this was a huge mistake and can't do it. It's rude. Can't do it. It's rude. And that's all I could say. I was totally spiraling. So here comes Jeff Goldblum walking through the crowd, greeting all the tables, and I'm just, this is rude. This is rude. This is rude. This is I can't do this. And he's getting closer and closer, and I'm accepting my defeat. It's all over. It's done. And goddess bless her, Amber Eisenman, takes me, he's approaching our table, takes me, shoves me at Jeff Goldblum, and as we're standing at each other, just completely startled, she says, "This is Barbara, and she's writing a water ballet about you." And so here I am clutching my little posters. I printed two, one for me and one for him. I printed two, and I said, Yes, it's true. I'm writing a water ballet about Jeff Goldblum taking a spiritual and philosophical journey through his whole entire film history in the form of water ballet. And this really tall man, as it turns out too, looks down at me, turns his head a couple times, and says, "Well, that's about the greatest thing I've ever heard of." Proceeds to, and this is where you learn that Jeff Goldblum is a hugger. He's a big hugger, people. Get in on it if you meet him. He swoops me in his arm. So now I'm like this. And meanwhile, I'm, you know, Amber, a friend, taking pictures and stuff. And finally, I'm kind of telling him about the show and stuff that we've been working on it. And I'm also like, "Here is this poster. Will you sign this poster?" And somehow, with an arm still around me, he reaches some other arm around and signs it. And I said, "Okay, that's like a contract." And handed it. He asked for the other poster, so I handed it to him, and we think, okay, that's cool. Then he has his audience patter, and he proceeds to turn around and, like, tell the whole audience. Like, he's talking about his movies, Jurassic Park, and all these other things that he's fixing to go film, and he's like, "And guess what? There's this thing. It's a water ballet. It's like synchronized swimming. I want to be in it. Come tell me about it." Comes back to interview me about the water ballet, where I'm like, again, a fictional Jeff Goldblum will go through his spiritual and philosophical journey in the form of water ballet. And we had intentionally set the plot within his least popular movie, a brilliant movie called Pittsburgh. And I said, you know, "It's centered around the film, around Pittsburgh." And he says, "Pittsburgh?" And I said, "Yes." And he says, "The film." And I said, "The film." So he turns to the audience and says, "So, they're doing a water ballet, and it's about me. And I'm going to take a spiritual journey through my film history. And it's centered around the film Pittsburgh." And he hands the other poster to, as it turns out, his manager agent. And his manager agent looks at the poster and looks at me and says, "Well, now five people will watch that film." And he laughed. They laughed. He went on up to the stage, did his show. I turned to Amber and Josh, and we were like, "Oh my God, we did it." So we did it. We didn't get sued. The water ballet went on to be a great success. I'm very proud of it. And Jeff Goldblum went on to live his life. Although I'll say, somewhere down the road, like, he had this TV show where he goes and, like, does things. He never showed up for my water ballet, but he had this TV show where he, like, learns how to do things, and he learned how to do synchronized swimming, which I gave side eye to, until I was like, "Oh, you know, I stole your life. It's okay. Steal mine back. Fine." But most importantly, forever, for me, for the other Fluid Movement people at the time, and now for you, because we are Fluid Movement, and so are you, March 25th is here and forevermore, Jeff Goldblum Day, because it's the day that you just decide to do some wackadoodle thing because it's your dream, and through the magic that is Jeff Goldblum, all your dreams will come true.